In the deepest part of the forest, the first rays of the morning sun began to filter through the trees. As the birds and animals awoke, they sensed something in the air, telling them that this was to be no ordinary day. Even wise old Owl, tired after a night's hunting, was having trouble falling asleep. Soon the forest was bustling with excitement. A young rabbit named Thumper was the first to spread the news. He called to his friend Owl.
Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, what now?
Wake up, Big
Hey,
Owl.
What's going on around here?
Wake up!
It's happened!
The new prince is born!
We're going to see him!
Come on, you better hurry up!
Owl sprang from his perch and followed the excited animals to a little thicket. There, next to a beautiful doe, lay a newborn fawn, the new prince of the forest. Owl and all the animals crowded in near the mother for a closer look.
Well, this is quite an occasion. Yes, sir. It isn't every day a prince is born. You're to be congratulated.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Come on. Wake up. We have company.
The little fawn blinked his eyes and yawned.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello, little prince.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello, little prince.
Look, he's trying to get up.
The young prince stood, then stumbled.
Kind of wobbly, isn't he?
Thumper.
Well, he is. Aren't you?
The fawn tried to stand on his spindly legs, but every time he made it to his feet, his knees shook, and he tumbled to the ground.
Looks to me like he's getting kind of sleepy. I think it's time we all left. Come on. Shoo-shoo. Come on. Shoo-shoo.
Thumper, come on.
The little rabbit lagged behind the others.
What you gonna call him?
I think I'll call him Bambi.
Bambi. Yep, I guess I'll do all right.
Bambi. My little Bambi.
A few days later, the animals all watched as Bambi left the thicket for the first time.
Walking already.
But Bambi was just getting used to moving all four legs at once. His back legs crossed, and he fell down in a heap.
What's the matter?
What happened?
Did the young prince fall down? Is he hurt?
No, he's all right.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Come on, Bambi. Get up. Try again.
Come on, get up.
Come on.
Get up, Bambi.
Get up. Try again.
Bambi slowly got up and took a few steps. Then he tried to trot and tumble down once more. Bambi stood up again and happily followed his new friends. Thumper jumped up on a hollow log that lay across the path.
I'm thumping. That's why they call me Thumper. Come on! You can do it. Hop over it. Like this.
Thumper and the other bunnies helped Bambi across the log. As the young animals frolicked in the clearing, a flock of brightly colored birds chirped a happy song. A puzzled look spread across the young prince's face as he watched them fly by.
Those are birds. Burr. Burr. Look, he's trying to talk.
Just then, a butterfly landed on Bambi's tail.
Bird! No, that's not a bird. That's a butterfly.
Butterfly?
Butterfly! No, that's a flower.
Flower?
Uh-huh, it's pretty.
Thumper smelled the flowers.
Party.
Bambi sniffed the flowers, too. And as he did, he came nose to nose with a little black and white skunk.
Flower!
Me? That's all right. He can call me a flower if he wants to. I don't mind.
Pretty, pretty flower.
Oh! Gosh.
All the little animals of the forest were having so much fun. They didn't notice that the blue sky had turned dark. A gentle spring rain began to fall.
I think I better go home now.
As the rain grew steadily harder, Bambi raced to his mother's side. Together, they went to their home in the nice, dry thicket and watched the rain fall.